Yeah, really pleased. In fact, I thought the performance today was better in a lot of ways than it was against Saracens. It tested the boys' resilience because I've sensed all the way we weren't getting rewarded with the fact that we had the upper hand, and the scoreboard for long periods wasn't suggesting that. That's quite hard on a team, particularly when your confidence levels are not as high as they could be, because we haven't been winning lots of games. So I was really pleased with the way they stuck at it, and the performance generally, both sides of the ball, was excellent.
And looking at individuals, in a difficult week for England, your boys, the likes of Brown and Chris Robshaw, especially Marlon Yard, was very good as well. Were you pleased with their contributions?
Delighted, yeah. Delighted with them, delighted with the whole group. I thought, you know, to start naming names would be difficult, but certainly, yes, I told Eddie was here today to watch the game, and I'm sure he's gone home with a smile on his face looking at the contributions of some of the England players.
As we touched upon in the week, Marlon Yard looks that kind of sharp form we know he can produce.
Absolutely, yes, I would agree. I would signal him out as probably one of the top four or five performers for us today. He looks very sharp. Start of the season, he had a few little niggles, and he's one of these athletes who needs to be right at 100%. If he's at 95%, that little edge, that ability to accelerate through a gap isn't quite there, but he did it last week for us in Wasps and made a try for Jamie, and the moment he looks hungry for work and he's incredibly physical.
And just finally from me, Joe Marler pulling out with back spasms, how serious is that, and is that a consequence of the Brighton camp?
No, it's not serious, hopefully. He picked it up yesterday morning, actually. You were at our ground on Thursday, and he and Mike weren't training as a precaution. But Joe's precaution was nothing to do with that. The back spasm came on yesterday morning in the team run. We hoped and believed that he was still going to be fit to start. And then speaking to him this morning, he just didn't feel, and he's so honest, he just didn't feel that it was probably recovered enough that he could go into battle in that, which is typical of the man. No, look, these things happen, don't they? So I can understand why people want to put two and two together, but you know, the reality is he picked it up yesterday morning, bending over. We hadn't even gone on the pitch, and unfortunately, it, you know, meant he wasn't able to play for us, but made Adam Jones come out and show what he could do, didn't it?
So wait and see on the Marlow front then?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'd be absolutely honest with you, I'm not sitting there this morning saying, so how long is it that he's not playing for? I'd be disappointed if he wasn't, you know, unless there's been some minor damage, and I don't think there has, be disappointed if he isn't putting his hand up to be available for Thursday. It's a short week for us this week with Europe, but I'd be disappointed if he's not somewhere nearby then.
The away form's been a worry, but there's no place like home for Quins at the moment. 3 from 3.
Well, yeah, and only 2 at the Stoop still, respectfully to Twickenham, much as we enjoy playing there. It was something I was at pains to talk about a couple of weeks ago as well. I think most sides enjoy playing at home. We're really disappointed, clearly, that we haven't picked up the points away from home. But we managed to nail down 2 of the top sides. They are Saracens and Northampton at home. That's really pleasing.
In terms of a barometer for where Quins really are in the Premiership, beating Saracens and Northampton, albeit as at home as you say, must give you a real sign that there's a real quality in this squad.
Yeah, look, we are where we deserve to be. I don't sit staring at league tables. You know, probably after 6 games, that's a reasonable time to say, right, everybody's had 3 games at home and 3 away. So you have a look at it and we'll be lower middle. It's not where we want to be. We want to be higher than that, but it's an unbelievably contested table. You end up being where you deserve to be at the end of the day. We've got to keep that home form going and find a way to start winning games away from home if we want to propel ourselves up into the upper echelons of the league, which clearly we want to do.
And you must be feeling the injury gods have not been smiling on you, because you've had problems at prop, and then you obviously lose Mark Lambert early on in the game. Adam Jones does a tremendous job, and Kyle Sinclair today was just immense.
Yes, we have had a number of injuries. I don't think it's a good idea to dwell too heavily on it, but key personnel have not been around for us consistently over the first few games. The positive side to that is that it's meant other people have got to step in. It's meant that when we come to international periods, that several of those players have actually put their hand up already, which I know is something that's cost us dear in the last couple of years, particularly last few years, frankly. So, you know, maybe there's a positive on that side that certain people have actually put their hands up. So when we do lose the likes of Marler and Brown and Kerr, players who we have been missing, Clifford, he's going to obviously not be with us again, not with England, but those players we've been missing, then hopefully we'll be able to put their hands up and keep the continuation going.
And lastly from me, it's a very short turnaround you've got for Europe as well this week, so some of those injuries injuries may not come back in time for Thursday.
No, it is what it is. You've got to be phlegmatic about it. I've been around long enough to know that if you start getting upset about it, it takes your eye off what's needed. You've got to believe in the group. You've got to deal with the hand that you're given. Monday morning, we'll have a look and see where it's at. It's a competition where we're deadly serious about trying to do well in it. We were really upset about, and I've already spoken to the guys in the changing room about the fact that Leon, the changing room, was a pretty dark place. We're not used to losing finals, and we want to try to go back into that competition and do ourselves justice. So whoever's picked to play, I'm sure they'll put the shirt on and go for it out there 4 or 5 days' time, whatever it is.
Just continuing on that vein, first of all, John, obviously Stade Francais, who you play on Thursday, was the repeat of the 2011 final, wasn't it? Which was a huge step for the club, winning silverware and then going on the momentum of the next 3 years. I'm sure that's a fond memory to at least tap into as you build up to going back into it.
Yeah, I think when you say the word Stade Francais, those of us who've been around the club quite a while, there's a smile on the face, isn't there? Because if you go back a couple of years before that, we had those two unbelievable back-to-back games where it was almost lost, the fact that we won in front of 80,000 in Paris the week before, because somehow, and that was gargantuan, but somehow we managed to surpass that with the infamous Nick Evans drop goal, didn't we? So Stade Francais has happy memories in a lot of ways for us. And, you know, having said that, it's not going to count for anything come Thursday night. They'll be at us.
When we spoke on the phone in the build-up to the game, John, you were saying about how it was key that Quinn saw this game out and didn't have a repeat of the drama of a year ago, which is now very much put to bed, isn't it? And I thought game management, when Quinn took the lead and definitively took the lead, was brilliant.
It was. There was one little moment where I had a panic attack when they kicked it into this corner and Michael was just routinely seeing the ball over the line, and I was sort of thinking, oh my God, no, that corner. But try to blot the memories of that out. But yes, they saw the game out really well. Different times they were under pressure, which, as I said earlier, the scoreboard possibly wasn't reflecting the dominance I felt we had. But in the end, we got the job done, didn't we? We saw it through. We wouldn't take second best. So.
And that composure all the more impressive. You talked about players coming on and off a lot during such a physical game, but I thought Tim Sweel, second half display back in and just doing really, really well in very different spheres.
Oh, absolutely, and he, you know, almost made a try, didn't he, in the first minute with a pass off the right hand. Showed he could pass off the left hand against Saracens. Passed off the right hand, put Tim Visser away as well for a break. He's, you know, a player who, like a lot of them, is working hard on various areas he needs to develop. He's had opportunities, which we sat down and spoke during the week, having been left out with Nick coming in. Mm-hmm. I'm honest enough to say, you know, you look at the first month of the season, he maybe would have expected a couple of A-team games. He's had more than that, and he's acquitted himself unbelievably well. So, you know, the more exposure he's getting on these big stages, the more he'll develop.
And just finally, Jay Marchant's a player that you said to me in the week had just been taken slightly out of the firing line, but just stepped away for a couple of weeks, back in off the bench and coming on and off again. I thought those 20 minutes was superb, and the reaction he got said a huge amount from the crowd as well.
Well, he's one for the future, but he's one for the present as well. That was all sort of quite amusing, really, because the one position that wouldn't possibly be as covered, putting him on as the utility back on the bench, was 12. So you can probably imagine how I was feeling when Mark Lambert had gone down and on comes our non-loose head, and then Jamie had to go off with blood. But he acquitted himself unbelievably well, and you know, he's a wonderful talent. Going forward, we know he's going to be terrific for us, and he's got to be managed correctly.